Welcome to Understory, this 29th of July 2020. I'm Elizabeth Poe. Any urban development leaves scars, and some areas have been slow to heal in our suburbs and cities. A bit of bushland, especially with tree cover and a distant view or two, is valuable to city dwellers. So making a natural retreat space out of ugly, scarred spaces is almost magic. Something that benefits future generations is wonderful. Exploring Fremantle in today's program, we meet a project that is investing in future environmental spaces, initiated and supported by locals who know how important nearby bush places can be. So today, we go to Booyimbarra Park to hear about a new bush garden project and learn something about
What's
weeding.
What's that one called? This one here is called South Thistle.
South Thistle.
You probably have it in your garden too.
Yeah.
It's one of the commonest weeds. But it's a good one to hone in on, you know, because it's,
yeah,
it's flowering.
It's
and it's
is that one of the edible thistles? They eat thistles, don't they?
I don't think I'd choose to eat it. The pigs probably like it. That's probably why it's called South Thistle. Mm.
This is the pea one is very common.
This vetch, yes.
That's a form of vetch, is it? Okay.
Yes, that's the common vetch.
Vetch, okay.
And what we've found with vetch is it's important, and you can always recognise vetch because it's got these tendrils at the tips of the leaves to help it climb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you won't get it muddled up with anything else. That one looks done.
Boo Park, as it's known to locals, is dominated by the steep escarpment brushing up against two golf courses. The imposing hill remains a significant Indigenous site, one of the Seven Sisters, a series of important hills in the Fremantle area. But Booyimbarra Park's more recent history includes operating as a limestone quarry that began in colonial times and reduced the elevation to what it is today. From the base of the hill, there was a local waste dump used as recently as the 1990s, before being developed as a major public open space covering almost 17 hectares. Local Stephanie Jennings has been a long-time mainstay of the Friends of Booyimbarra Park.
It's a wonderful project.
Yeah, it's an exciting one for the Friends group to be leading in the park.
Oh, yeah.
And it's exciting that we managed to get this Commonwealth Government grant from the Community Environment Program that has enabled us to fund it in quite difficult times. So we've been able to have a budget to use very carefully to see the dream become reality. It's getting vegetation back into a part of the park that hasn't had many plantings. It had a Mother's Day planting years ago for those loved mums, and then it was left fenced off, and now it's having in amongst the chewets that were planted all those years ago, and they're looking fabulously healthy here. And they sink their roots through the rubble and into the earth below. We've created these six seasonal gardens within that space, and then all the boundary plantings, and yeah, it's wonderful to see that bare ground planted with a lovely diversity of local native plants.
But it is very exposed, and so they're all in the right place for their growing requirements, and they're all going to be happy here, and in another few years they'll be bushy and gorgeous.
Yes, we've planted up a corridor where there is some protection from the southwest by these tall chewets, and then the final seasons are in quite a high plateau, which we in time will be a lovely spot to sit and look out over the valley and down the seasonal gardens. And but further down the slope you get hammered a lot more by those winds, so we've taken it up a little bit to get some protection, and that's where Anne Former, who designed the garden for the Friends group for this project from APACE, really did carefully visit the site and check out where's going to be the best microclimate for these plants to establish, because we've got some pretty special ones in there. We've got the Noites of Floribunda, the Christmas tree, and got a kwongdong in there, and we've got the iconic species that really do express the seasonal changes.
Like a lot of places that have been left barren, they were left barren because they were dumping grounds, and so the remediation process, what's happened with that?
So, yeah, this land had building rubble dumped in it we saw it early on, that the bricks, the tiles, the cobblestones, the car bodies, as it turns out, asbestos, which I guess is to be expected because it was a tip site that remained open into the 80s. But asbestos takes a bit of time to migrate through the soil. And so it was back in 2009 when fragments of it were noticed on the surface. And that's changed our practices in this park. And it really put a stop to community volunteer time for a while. But now, over 10 years on, we're able to do things in the park just under the careful controls of the site management plan that got authorised by the health department and the Department of Environment. So that dictates what the council and what any workers, voluntary or paid, can do in the park. And so that's where the plantings have to be done in a way to minimise soil disturbance and weeding activities similarly, and you're trying to work when the soils are moist so that you don't create any risk of dust. But yeah, this park has had there's never been any asbestos measured in the air. It's only the activities that cause soil disturbance that could pose a risk. So it's dealing with that legacy, but not preventing then good things to happen here. And it's amazing to see how nature can cope with what we've dished out to her, and how then the plantings are thriving, and the chewits look magnificent here. So hopefully these young plants will follow suit and get their roots down and find a way to manage with what's below the ground.
It's a wonderful thing to do, and a lot of the community are engaged with it. Tell me about the idea of the six seasons.
So the idea for the six seasons came from a conversation I had with Councillor Jenny Archibald, actually. She had that thought, and that it would be really nice to have a space here that had species that really brought out the stories and the themes, the knowledge that was encapsulated in the seasons in the Noongar calendar. And in creating it, then there has been a lot of research that's gone on. Anne's gone into some of the early observations and writings of what was observed on the Swan Coastal Plain, and we invited Noongar Elder Neville Collard to our initial community workshop to tell and share stories of what he had experienced and his elder knowledge around Noongar seasons. So those things have all been built into then what you see here today, and we'll be then developing signage that helps newcomers sort of understand that as well. And I would love it if people could in time get to really love and understand and appreciate the species that are telling the story of what season it is, and be able to identify those in bushland, and just grow appreciation of our wonderful bushland here.
And we're right next to Boo Park, which has been looked after for a long time, and you've been involved in this and with the Whitgum Valley Orchard. And what keeps you sparking along the line of these things?
Yes, it has been almost 20 years in Boo Park and Boo Friends Group and on the Booyanburra Advisory Committee, and then, involved in, I think we're 6 years with the Whitgum Valley Orchard now. So I just love community stuff. I get so fed, from these community experiences, and certainly our planting day was wonderful here and such a great turnout. And in the creating of these spaces, it doesn't stop once you've done the planting. It's in the care for them. It's in the celebratory events that you can have with it, and it's certainly in my blood, and I couldn't imagine not doing it. So it, I'll be continuing on. And of course, it is, as an environmentalist, it's about giving something back and tackling climate change through all these plantings. I'm very conscious of the need to put more trees in the ground every year. It's one of many things that we can do, and it's one thing that we need to do for our planet and for our local environment.
It certainly is. I believe City of Fremantle's had a very low tree coverage.
Yes.
It's great to see more plantings going on everywhere.
And certainly within the plants that we put in this year, there's a lot of trees in that mix. I was quite keen to see that happen, that it wasn't just going to be all low ground covers. There's a lot of trees that have gone in, a lot of chewets, peppies and melaleucas, rotnest, cypress. So yeah, and with that, we're seeing such a diversity of birds here now. We're seeing blue wrens, pardalotes, grey fantails, and that in itself is so satisfying because they haven't been here for years. So,
isn't that wonderful?
So how many plants have you just put in altogether?
Well, this was 500 plants that were within the circles, and then, but for the whole area, including the edges, was 2,400. So
it's a big planting.
Yeah, and then across there, it's been 4,800. Right. That was part of the Main Roads funded plants that Trillium Trees took up. So so yes, Boo Park has had a lot of trees and shrubs going this year, which is tremendous. But it can soak up more. There's lots of bare patches. So this is.
That was Stephanie Jennings. In 2006, Booyanburra Park was named by the Australian Institute of Landscape Architects as one of 40 landscapes of national significance. However, large portions of its footprint still remain fenced off to protect emerging vegetation and prevent public access to contaminated soils. Booyanburra means of the limestone hills. The park was named to acknowledge the original Whadjuk Noongar occupants. Noongar people gathered to trade, have cultural time and share food. So the name honours the land we inhabit here and its ancient traditions through botanical and cultural regeneration. That's a theme in the East Ward of the City of Fremantle's six-season garden that's just been planted and is taking shape. Like a promise of better things to come, the planting into an area that has been formerly a dumping ground for building materials is a renewal being enacted all through our urban environments. Places that were neglected or abandoned are being regenerated.
Louis, as we're walking, tell me about the formation of this garden and what it means to you.
Oh, it's very exciting. And recognising the Aboriginal custodians and the stories that go with that in the six seasons, and the community coming together. You should have seen that. I think it was 50 or 60 people who came together on that Saturday morning to come and plant. It was really exciting. We planted 2,300 plants that morning, I think.
And are they all in this area?
They're in this area. So we've got the six circles, which is the six seasons. And then we've planted a little bit around it as well. These tuats over here were planted a long time ago, 20 years ago, possibly even as long as that. And so they've created a nice little spot here, shady spot, which has meant having to plan where we plant the six seasons. But it's really exciting, and some of the plants we've got in here, I think we have one or two Natia floribunda, I think, in here. We have a few Kwandong. Before we were physically living here, we came to the precinct meetings, and that has been fantastic, an eye-opener of a better way to become involved in the local community, and the community being involved in decision making and planning from the outset, not having things lumped on them and then scrambling to get their heads around it, but the community initiating things. So that's really the grassroots up democracy, which is the way it should be. So that's been exciting. Yeah.
That was local Louis de Villiers.
Godfrey, can I ask you about what brings you to look at weeding this place?
What my interest in weeding is really the more the park than anything. It's I kind of walk here and just enjoy myself here a lot of the time, and it's out of sheer self-interest that
it's so beautiful.
It is, and just enjoying nature for what it is, and if I can assist by pulling out a few weeds while I'm here, look, that's great.
Diana Corbin introduced us to the cut, tap and smooth method for weeding to minimise soil disturbance. And apparently, bread knives are the best tool.
Okay, bread knives.
Bread knives, okay. It's a really good weapon. And very easy to look after, bread knives, because all you've got to do is, just give them a wash. And they don't need any sharpening or anything.
I said, Diana, when you pull that up, then you sort of you stamp on it so that
yes,
it
okay, because I didn't want to leave it nice for weeds to grow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the idea there. Mm. Okay. Weeds like a nice, soft, nicely turned soil.
I like all this careful stepping going on. Very careful stepping.
They have to do it a second time too often.
Anne Former was mentioned as a researcher and designer of the Six Season Gardens. She's at Apace Natural Design based in North Fremantle. The South East Regional Centre for Urban Landcare, or CIRCLE, based in Beckenham, have also been helping, along with many locals and the City of Fremantle. Booyimbarra Park is a long-term project in Fremantle, nestled about 2 kilometres east of the Frio train station and post office, amidst the rolling limestone hills familiar in the area. It attracts humans for all its various nature spaces, as well as its skate park and proposed mountain bike track, and diverse other creatures find it attractive. From the top of the hill, there are glimpses of Garden Island, Coburn Sound, and the waters out to Rottnest, and even a hoisting crane from Fremantle Port. We've been at Booyimbarra Park, and someday you may find yourself nearby for a wander through its parkland and bush spaces, wetlands and a rivulet running from a bubbling source. Don't forget to check on the status of the Six Seasons Garden, growing from now into the distant future. And if you haven't already, try switching to local natives in your own garden and nature strip.
I think the Six Seasons Garden, I think it's been so well designed. I'm really impressed. I think Anna does, from Apace, I think she does some great work. And I think it was well worthwhile having a professional come and design the garden and help you with the plant selection. Fantastic project.
I'm Elizabeth Poe. Thanks to everyone who contributed to today's understory at Booyimbarra Park and to Adrian Glamorgan for production support. You can hear this understory program again, along with many others, and share them widely on the RTIRFM webpage and through your favourite podcast app. And we'll be back on air next week with more of the environment to explore on Understory, radio for the planet.